You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Somebody did an online poll asking if these 15 things count as cheating.
Yeah.
And so they posted all these different scenarios, and they asked people, would you consider this cheating? No? Well, what about this? Is this cheating? What about this? Is this cheating? And we're talking about the kind, we're not talking about like cheating on a test. We're talking about
with your lover.
With your lover, like relationship cheating.
Yeah, I feel like this person who was taking the survey was looking to cheat, or maybe not, you know, and they're like, if I do this, would it be cheating if I do this?
They want to know the boundaries.
Yeah, how far can I go?
That's kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
You want to flip through some of these, and we'll decide if, and let's keep our own score here, too.
All right, cheating, not cheating.
Yeah, so I'm only going to put an initial down, a D or a J, if one of us says yes or we both say yes.
Okay.
Number one, kissing someone on the cheek. Does that count as cheating?
No. What's the scenario, though, that the kiss on the cheek is happening? Is it like when you greet somebody at an office party? Hey, oh.
Doesn't matter. Kiss someone on the cheek. Anybody.
No.
I say definite no on that. No. I've got good friends of mine, and occasionally there will be a peck on the cheek. I haven't seen them in forever.
From you or from them?
Either. But the thing is, you know, it's also maybe. I always kind of laugh when people fall back on, you know, cultural things for everything. But in this particular case,
yeah, truly there are cultural things.
But I've got a little Mediterranean blood in me.
It's still a little awkward.
Know,
it's
Italy,
awkward.
It's
hey, kissy kissy cheeky cheeky. That's gross. So I don't do that.
They went back and they said kissing on the lips, 73% said definitely cheating, but only 7% felt it was on the cheek. So
let me tell you real quick what I don't like about the cheek kiss, because if it's done to me and the person who has done that had slightly wet lips, and then you're sitting there with that coolness on your cheek of the wet lips, and you really want to go up and wipe it off, but you can't because that looks rude. If you're standing there still talking to them and you wipe your cheek after they kiss you.
Yeah, you got
to
wait
so
about
30
seconds.
You got to deal with the coolness on your cheek. It's so gross.
That's a Jeremy problem.
No,
right
it's
there.
Not. I guarantee
it's
you.
It's a coolness on my cheek.
It is. And you're like, that is somebody's saliva on my face. Cooling me down. It's like sweat.
All right. No cheating for both of us there. Number two, scrolling through Tinder when you're bored, but not messaging anyone. You're just flipping through.
Yeah, that's kind of cheating, I think. Because you're looking.
Why, I would agree.
Why do you even have Tinder on your phone then if you're with somebody?
I agree with that in particular.
Yeah, it shouldn't even be on your phone. Don't
47% of people said yes.
You're just challenging yourself. Can I stay faithful? Can I do it?
And I guess you and I are in the 47%. 87% say if you message someone, then you're definitely cheating.
Absolutely.
So there's that.
Hey, you up?
Why will that always be
it's
funny?
So funny. Hey, you up?
You up?
Because I'm a horny.
That is fantastic. All right, hugging someone very closely and slowly.
Oh, my God. Really?
That's not cheating. Again, with my friends, I'll do hugs. I don't know what the slowly means. What does that mean?
It's a linger and then like a slow hand movement up and down the back. Is that in addition to the hug?
Well.
And then you break away slowly?
And you just tell me, do you think it's cheating?
No, I don't think it's cheating.
You can say yes if you do.
I don't think that's cheating.
I want you to be your authentic self on this too, Jeremy.
Because I'm thinking if I went in and hugged somebody closely and slowly, I would not be cheating. No, I'm not cheating. Right?
I just want you to be authentic.
My authentic self says that is not cheating.
Okay. Number four, sending someone else revealing photos.
Of what?
It's
my crock pot?
A revealing photo of you.
Yes, that's cheating. 100%.
But only 94% of people said it was.
Take a look at my thigh. You like my thigh? Look at that thigh.
Giving someone a massage.
Yes, that's just... That's not even cheating or not cheating. That's just creepy.
But is it cheating? For instance,
who are you massaging?
If you went down the hall and there was a salesperson, a woman, and you stood behind her while you're talking to her and you kind of massaged her shoulders while you're talking to her. Is that cheating?
Yes, that's inappropriate. That's cheating.
Okay, I'm going to say it's not cheating. However, I'm going to say you shouldn't do it.
Don't do
but
that.
I don't see that it's cheating. So I'm going to draw the line there. We're going to put a J next to that one, but not a D.
I wish you'd do that to me the next time you see me.
I'd be happy to give you a little shoulder rub, buddy. You work hard.
I might even try to initiate it. I might sit down in one of those rolly chairs and just back up to you.
Do you remember this Seinfeld episode where he was dating the massage therapist and he kept trying to just like push his back over
That's
by
That's going
to
be me. Like, yeah. You're into the massage. Let's make it happen.
Number six, flirting with the cute barista at Starbucks. If you're flirting with the barista.
The word flirting is in there. I mean, flirting kind of equals cheating.
So are we putting a J by that?
I don't know. Or are you just being friendly? I'm going to say that's cheating.
Okay, I do not.
Quit flirting.
So. Number seven, hooking up with someone else when you're on a break. Now, imagine you and Nicole have had a terrible row. And you've split up for, you know, a couple of months, and she's living one place, you're living with your mom. And I want to know if you hook up with someone during the break, are you cheating?
I want a wild row. Yeah, that's cheating, because you're still officially together, you're just split. We would still be married.
Here's a question.
So that is a cheat.
Now a lot of people are answering these questions, they're not married, they're just dating someone.
Then not a cheat.
So if you and Nicole were in a serious relationship.
Questions. I hate them. I absolutely hate them.
But I told you to be authentic. You think it's cheating. Say it.
It's cheating.
Okay.
It's not going to help the relationship in any way for you two to get back together if that has happened. It's going to make it extremely difficult. Just call it done at that point.
I'm going to say not cheating if you're on a break. Otherwise, why be on the break?
Because you need time to think about it and think about the other person and emotionally like get reconnected and be like, is this something I really want to continue in my life? Not go out and get freaky deaky with somebody else.
I got news for you. We could do an entire segment on this whole thing about taking a break. I think I'm going to change my mind.
One, a break is stupid.
Breaks are stupid.
Just break up.
I'm going to say that is cheating, but I'm not 100% sold on it. I'm not maybe being my authentic self there, but I'm going to call it.
Wouldn't you feel kind of dirty? Like if you did, we were on a break with somebody, they went out and slept with someone, and then they came back and got back together with you. You would feel kind of like,
Then I shouldn't have been on a break with them. It should have been a permanent.
That's what I'm saying. You should just broke up then. All right, what's next?
Sharing a bed, but you don't do anything.
That's not cheating. I guess if you're in a pinch and you need to sleep. That's not cheating. You're
pinch.
Not doing anything. You're just sleeping.
You're not doing anything.
That's not cheating.
Anything. No even
nothing.
Cuddling or anything.
No little toe touches, nothing.
It's awkward, but it's not cheating.
Right. Alex said the cheek wetness is totally real and it's haunting. It just lingers there like a juicy ghost.
Yeah.
And of course I had to reply back and say, hey, my rap name is Juicy Ghost. Hup, hup.
I laughed at Bethany. She said, I feel like the answer to almost all of these questions is depends on the context. But in general, I feel like if you feel like you have to hide something or someone from your significant other, it's probably cheating. Now, there's some truth to that, but there's also, how do I phrase this? It could very well in your mind be innocent. But you're in a relationship with someone who thinks of everything as cheating. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they like take everything to a 10, essentially.
Right, so I can see how something can be totally innocent. It's not cheating. You're being 100% faithful, even emotionally, and yet you're in a relationship with someone who is ultra sensitive about things, and so you do hide things. And so does that mean you're cheating just because...
You're friendly?
They would be... I don't know. That's a tough line.
I saw you flirting with that barista at Starbucks. Do you not
I happen to be
anymore?
In a relationship with someone who is not insecure about anything, and honestly, Gretchen wouldn't give two you-know-whats about a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She'll draw a line, don't get me wrong. But then I've also been in relationships with people that if I said, you know, you're welcome to someone, and I gave a little bit too much gusto, then she would be like, what did you mean by that? And I was like, okay, well. And listen, everyone who's listening has probably been through that in a relationship. Male, female, doesn't matter. I think a lot of people have been through those kind of relationships where you've got to be really careful with what you say to people.
Mm-hmm.
Holding hands with someone, is that cheating?
Again, like, what's the scenario? Yeah, I guess, again, if it's another... I'm thinking if I'm holding my hands with a woman here at work and we're just walking down the hall, yeah, it's probably cheating.
I'm going to say that's weird, but not cheating.
It's so weird. It's, I mean, weird. This is just a weird, weird option.
Telling someone, by the way, 28% of people said that's cheating. Okay. 72% said it's not. Telling someone, quote, I'd totally hook up with you if I was single.
Yes, that's cheating. But don't we all want that said to us? That's one of those things. It's like, I would not say that to somebody because that's rude and that's cheating, but I want to hear it. Give it. Greatest, tell me that.
Perhaps the greatest compliment I ever received from a woman, ever. Wasn't, you know, oh, Dom, you got beautiful eyes, or Dom, you blah, blah, blah. It was, we, one of our coworkers, one of my dearest friends, is lesbian. And she told me one time, she goes, Dom, I would jump the fence for you.
Oh, my gosh. Said, did you I say said, challenge I said, accepted?
I said, Cha, I love you. I really, and I don't care who knows. So telling someone I'd totally hook up with you if I was single, is that cheating?
Yeah.
No, it's not cheating. It's ridiculous. It's, again, stupid.
Stupid, but it's cheating.
It's stupid, but you're not cheating. Hanging out with an ex without telling your significant other.
What are you doing? Just hanging
grabbing
out?
Grabbing a tea? I don't know. It's the without telling your significant other that makes this one problematic,
yeah, that's
right?
Cheating, I guess. You're not letting
I
know.
I would say yes, and only 34%.
Probably. It's emotional cheating.
Only 34%
cheating,
think that's cheating, but it's probably emotionally
it's just,
cheating.
Again, it's not appropriate. Yeah.
Number 12, watching porn. No, it's not cheating.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that, Dom?
Only 8% of people say that's cheating. Yeah, I know you tell a lot of jokes on this show about me and my ways, but honestly,
yeah,
and I've never really talked about this on the show, I am so not that guy that yeah. I might lose my man card.
Mm-hmm.
I have always, like, I'm the guy who would never go to strip clubs.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Porn. You can say that about me, too.
For
yeah.
me, it's always... I would rather be in person with someone doing that than sitting there watching it on screen.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of guys who are listening right now, oh, you're not a real man. Well, okay, then I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
You sit there with your screen, and I'll be with
oh,
a
my
woman,
goodness.
Okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know who's really into that is Josh, our producer. So.
Shut up. By the way, do you think that's cheating?
No, that's not cheating.
Okay. Number 13, sliding into someone else's DMs.
Yes, that's cheating. Because why are you doing that? You're just initiating a conversation, seeing if there's a spark. You want to talk?
I guess I'm not understanding this well enough.
It's like if you direct, it's direct messaging. So it's like if you see somebody on Instagram that's kind of, you know, you think is pretty attractive, you just message them and kind of get a conversation started.
But
why are you even doing that?
About that, it just is.
But that's essentially why you're doing it.
You're DMing someone. What if it was like, hey, I really like that, you know, that I saw that you had dinner at such and such. What'd you think of that place? Is that cheating?
It depends on what your intentions are after the dinner conversation.
Well, that's why it's too vague.
It's too vague. But I had, essentially, I think
no.
It would be cheating.
You said yes.
62%
number 14, having sex with someone else.
No,
okay.
That's fine. That's
yes.
not cheating.
And then number 15, finally, your partner has been in a coma for months and might not wake up. You then sleep with someone. Is that cheating?
Are you in the same room as the person in the coma?
Oh, my God.
Again, I need more information.
That would make an interesting movie, though, wouldn't it? You're going to say that's cheating.
Of course it's cheating and just evil.
I will say that is cheating.
That is too. Cheating.
Oh, by the way, only 41% said that's cheating. So a majority of people don't
those
think that
people?
Is. All right, how many Jeremy cheatings do we have?
I was,
one, two,
I lost
three,
track.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 out
11
of 15.
11 out of 15, yeah.
How many Doms? One, two, three, four, five. Five out of 15.
Well, you are easy going, aren't you?
You know, it's like a lot of people mentioned on here. You know, there's intent that's involved. There's context,
there's
as
context,
Bethany said. What's the
scenarios?
Context?
Why are you holding hands with somebody? You know, la da da da. The list goes
and
on.
Like
and
like I
on.
Said, I'm not necessarily endorsing the other 10. I'm just saying,
hey, lighten up a little bit. Have I'm some fun.
It might be stupid and it might be like a poor choice to make, but I don't know that it falls into the category of cheat. I don't know.
Yeah. You're just chill, man. That's probably a better way to go through life, too. Just chill.
Like, yeah, I'll live longer.
You
I know
will.
That.
You'll be like, yeah, there's somebody, you know, around the next corner for me.